May the light of a thousand suns shine through. Live the life of grace that you were meant to. May the light of a thousand suns shine through. Live the life of grace that you were meant to.
Lao Tzu says, if you understand others, you are smart. If you understand yourself, you are enlightened. If you overcome others, you are powerful. If you overcome yourself, you have true strength. If you know how to be satisfied, you are rich. If you can act with energy, you have a will. If you die without loss, you are eternal. Beloved, there are moments where I feel you extremely fragile, like a newborn baby, and yet so strong and so magnificent. At first it seems paradoxical, but it feels like it goes together. Could you say something about it? With love, Pani. The mystics are with life, and life is fragile. So if you are in tune with life, then you will be fragile and you will be everything. Because life, existence is a paradox. It's not rational. It's the meeting of the opposites. And normally the mind chooses. So you become split. You only want to be happy, not sad. You only want the day, not night. You only want life, not death. But of someone who sees, is both. It's everything. So on the surface, they look different. Life looks opposite of that. Darkness look opposite of light. Man looks opposite of woman. But if you go deeper, and if you really go to the depth of your being, then there is no separation. It all is together. All opposites, all paradoxes meet. And seeing that, then there is no more conflict. Because conflict can only be of opposites. And ordinary people are split in many, 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 many ways. And to be whole means to be holy, means to be one, means to be enlightened. Then there's no more opposites. Everything comes together. You have to accept the opposites. That's why it's so important to go beyond the ideas you have about yourself and everything. There should be no conflict in opposites. You say, beloved, there are moments where I feel you extremely fragile. And the higher you go, or the higher the value of something, the more fragile. For example, a stone can easily crush a flower. But the flower is more beautiful, more alive, more colors, more fragrance, more delight for the eyes. And the same as human beings, as you rise, as you get the higher value, higher consciousness, the more value you have. That's what the guru means. Somebody who is full, pregnant with existence. He has a lot of value from existence. But it's very different from the West, because there we are taught to be, to know, and to live like only the strongest, the fittest survives. You have to fight for survival. Only the strong survive. That is the language of the ego, and that's why it will always be misunderstanding before you come into your heart, where you start listening more from your heart, from your being. Because the inner world has different laws. For the ego, surrender means defeat. In the inner world, surrender of the ego means victory of the real, of the self. Is opposite. It's different languages on different levels of understanding. And that's why the mystics always have been misunderstood, because they have to use one language. But if you don't have that understanding or that consciousness, then it will be misunderstood. It's the ego who still understands instead of your being. There are moments where I feel you extremely fragile. Yes. Sometimes I'm extremely fragile, like a flower. You can almost blow me over. Like a newborn baby, you says. Just like that. And that is another reason why enlightened people retreat from the world, because the people are very gross, unconscious. So it's difficult to live with unconscious people when you are aware. It's easy if you're unconscious. Then it's the other way, it's difficult to live with conscious people. So fragile, like a newborn baby, and yet so strong and so magnificent. Yes, because it's a meeting of the opposite. Sometimes it's a hurricane, and sometimes it's totally stillness. And it's like that. Because you have all the energies in you, but you haven't explored it, you don't know it, then you become identified with only a small part. I'm so weak, I'm so hopeless, I'm so strong, I'm better, I'm worse, I'm so sensitive. That means you only know a small fraction of yourself. You don't even know that, because you have everything. And that's what I would like you to do, to explore yourself so you see the different sides. And then whatever is needed, if you know yourself, will come forth. If gentleness is needed, that comes forth. If strength is needed, that comes forth. If talking is needed, talking comes forth. If silence, then silence. You will act and respond in harmony with the situation, instead of thinking what to do. But to find back to that, you have to unburden yourself, no? At first, it seems paradoxical, but it feels like it goes together. Yes, at first, on the surface, it seems paradoxical. But at the center, it's not. We have all the energies in us. And you come from a man and a woman, so if you're a woman on the outside, you have an inner man. If you're a man, you have an inner woman. You have both. You have all the qualities. Of course, for some, different qualities become stronger than others. But everything is there. And in your pure consciousness, you go beyond any opposites. You just is. And knowing that, you are not the slave of what you think. Or you can't have any idea about yourself. If you are strong, if you are weak. Because it's not in your hands. It's like the famous Sun's saying, when I'm tired, I sleep. When I'm hungry, I eat. That's how simple it is, no? When you are in tune. You don't do any effort to do it. Because you live in harmony with nature, with your inner nature. There's no conflict then. Because you are not running the show, it's nature who runs the show, and nature is already in harmony. When you are trying, then it's a lot of problems, no? What choices, how to do. So the deeper you go, the less paradoxical it is, because your true understanding, your true wisdom will come forth and see that everything works together, the opposites works together. You have to be friends with the opposite. And what is so-called the biggest opposite is life and death. So, if you become friends with death, then you have these opposites together in understanding, in marriage. But now, it's almost like we are against that. Nobody talks about it. So it's never get investigated. And how can you explore that? What does that mean? It means, no, you go beyond the body. You leave the body. That is the physical death. So in life, you have a few things, few situations that can challenge you to look at dying as an ego, as an idea. That is love, that will challenge your fears of disappearing, and that's why so few people really feel love, because they are afraid to go deeper, to disappear, to open up. And you have to know yourself to open up, to trust, to let go. So in love, that can happen. If lovers really meet, then they disappear. No? If there is really love and intimacy, then there is love, there is no conflict. If there is any conflict, it means something must be there, somebody must be there to create the conflict. So depending how wise you are, you will solve that conflict and come back to love. As soon as you come back to love, again, you disappear. Love is the focus. Then there is healing. In meditation, you will have to face yourself. You will have to go deeper. It's another death. That's why people are afraid of meditation. Because you will come to a point where you are losing your so-called boundaries. You are entering into the unknown. There's many stages, many levels. And when you start disappearing, there will always come up a fear, because you are losing control. You don't recognize yourself anymore. It's like you're falling into the abyss. then if there is no trust, no love, no understanding, you pull back. If you fall over the abyss, you will realize that you are more alive than ever. You realize, in fact, that you can fly. You are dead, but you are still alive in the body. The love, meditation, and the master, the guru. He will also challenge the false. So you go beyond your identity of who you are. Same thing. Depending on you, how open, how much you lose yourself, how deep you can go, how much you can let go open. Then again, you can go beyond yourself. You can go beyond your little self into the big self, from the false to the real. But all these three people miss. That's why it's fear, and that's why in the West especially they don't want to think or face that, which is the only thing that is certain. Because only the strongest survives. But you have to yield. That's what Lao Tzu say and the Taoists say. The soft is winning. The hard is losing. He used to say, if there is a big old tree, you know, very proud, very strong. Then a storm comes and that tree is fighting against the storm. He will fall the first because he is the highest, he is the most tall tree. So he said, never be first, never show off because you will break. Be invisible. Be like a little grass. Because the storm comes, it doesn't break it. It's soft. Maybe even the grass is just feeling, wow, that is great. Whoa. Like I say, just come on, give more. This is trust. He has no fear. Even if he gets totally flat, he comes back again because he is soft. This is the way the Taoists say, have studied nature. If you study nature, then you will learn. The soft survives. The gentle survives. It might look fragile. But there's strength in there. Because it trusts. It let go. It has no ambitions to be first, to show off, to be powerful. Lao Tzu says, I can never be come into a fight or people can't make me lose because I already have surrendered. I already give you the victory if you want it. So easy. I have relaxed. There is no more fighter there. Then who can lose? Already I'm a so-called loser. He says the whole world looks like they know what they are doing. Only me. I behave like an idiot. Yeah, that's how it is. In the eyes of the world, you look like an idiot when you are sane. Because you are not interested of becoming the first. You are not interested in being strong. You are not interested of showing off. You are not interested in money. You are not interested of the diseases of the ego. Then you don't fit in. You become an outsider. So this is how it is. This Lao Tzu, he's extremely fragile, like a newborn baby, and yet so strong and so magnificent, because it's a meeting of the opposites. And this opposite is working very harmoniously, because he doesn't choose. So the whole key of Tao, or existence in reality, is just to accept things as they are. But to accept things, you have to understand that you cannot figure it out. Life is a mystery. If life wants to play with you, throw you up in here and play ping pong with you, okay, allow it. If it just still, enjoy the stillness. If it throws you outside the waterfall, okay, enjoy the waterfall. But most of the time, no, I want to just be still. No, waterfall is happening. How can you be still? Then, when you are still, then you want to go in the waterfall. This is the disease of the mind. Accept things as they are. Then you will learn from life, no? Don't choose. And it's so beautiful, this mystery, that all opposites, all paradoxes work together. Acceptance is the way. I will accept one of these then. Some things are easy to swallow, other things are difficult to swallow.
Thank you.
beloved Swaha, in Assisi I went through the fire straight into your arms. By cleaning out all stuff, I'm getting aware that this is my place. I fell in love with you again, and this time it's a deeper level. It feels to me that I was searching for you for lifetimes, for helping me to find back to my true self. My trust is deepening, because I'm carrying you with me wherever I go. I can flow on top of the waves of life. It feels like I swallowed you. You are taking place in my being. I feel even a little shy about it, so I just have to whisper into your ear. I'm yours. Burn me up, beloved Master, and throw my ashes into the wind. As long as my soul can dance with you and my heart can melt into yours, everything is so perfect. Love, Yasmin. We will all be burned to ashes before you know it, Yasmin. So hold your horses, because it's much better I burn up the faults and you can still live. That's the art, the forgotten language. You are saying, I went through the fire again in Assisi. By cleaning out all stuff, I'm getting aware that this is my place. Yeah, if somebody doesn't clean out their old stuff, they will never see that this is the place. The old is the place. Of course, you have to make room. That's why it's so important to clean out. That's why I have all these meditations and groups. So you clean out the old. Otherwise, you cannot receive the new. You have to clean out the old. And that might be on levels and levels and levels. Because you are so used to carrying so much old, unnecessary stuff. But when you do it, and the more you do it, you see how good it is, and you say, I fell in love with you again, and this time it's a level deeper. The deeper you go, the deeper the love will go. The deeper your understanding will go, the deeper the love will go, the deeper the trust will go. It all depends on you. You don't understand that in the beginning. It all depends on you. And if you don't even clean out the old stuff, how can you feel the new then? Many places, in workplaces and even with enlightened people, they don't have anything like this. You just come and just sit meditating. Sit on your old shit. Even if there is an enlightened being, but maybe he has forgotten how difficult it is. Maybe it was only his technique. It's very difficult to come, so burdened people are now, and just sit. Not share, not to get feedback, not to go through some turmoil. Not to see how much shit you are carrying. Very difficult to receive the new. As soon as you have emptied out the old, all the garbage, then it's a great day of celebration, because from now on, more your awareness And just the receiving heart and being in tune can wake up. No, there is nothing to do as such. No, you have to learn more and more the art of being. It feels to me that I was searching for you for lifetimes, for helping me to find back to my true self. Yes, that's how it feels. When you start waking up, it's just fantastic. Then you know the worth of it also. And of course, you say, my trust is deepening. And you have been searching for lifetimes. And many have been on many paths. And when that understanding is ignited, then you definitely know that this is the place, that you are home. Because we've been running in circles for so long. Beloved Babaji, since I stepped into Dharma Mountain, a mantra inside me started to say, everything you do, do it with love. Every time you feel lost, go back to the heart. The ego always wants to find reasons to be frustrated or envious or lazy. But it is in the energy of this place that I can see how strong and the courageous the heart can be, and how deeply honest. I'm sure that this is the only way I want to follow, the way you made me land into myself. There is nothing more important than this, and the heart with its fast beating is telling me, I'm ready to jump into the fire, to pass through the darkest corners, to be courageous, to be polished and polished and polished. Would you initiate me to start this journey, beloved? Being with you on this path of love, so blessed to be a witness of your presence, of your loving essence. Beloved Master, can I become your disciple? Thank you from the heart, with all my love, Julia. You are all ready. Nobody is teaching us this, no? This is the right mantra. Everything you do, do it with love. Every time you feel lost, go back to the heart. Be centered, come back to yourself. Everything you've been learning is to go away from yourself. And then something starts happening by itself. When you start coming back, you start listening. And when you start getting contact with your own heart, that will show you the way. The ego always wants to find reasons to be frustrated or envious or lazy. Yes. And the ego is always in charge if you don't come back to yourself, to the heart. But then you have found somebody who is stronger. But you have to practice, because the mind will come back again and again to make some problems. Don't get involved. go back to the heart. But it is in the energy of this place that I see how strong and courageous the heart can be, and how deeply honest. Yeah, the heart needs a place, and that's what I'm offering you, a place where it can relax and open, where it feels home. This is a garden of hearts. Because the heart has been very protected. Nobody understands the language of the heart. But here I can feel safe. Then it becomes very happy. I'm sure that this is the only way I want to follow. This way you made me land into. Yes, the heart always knows, because the heart is one and the mind is many. As long as the head is there, you can never choose. But when you start listening to the heart, when it's first ignited, then there's no doubt. You know. Because it's a totally different feeling. There is nothing more important than this. No, that's true. So don't waste time. And the heart with its fast beating is telling me I'm ready to jump into the fire, to pass through the darkest corners, to be courageous, to be polished and polished and polished. That is the heart, is definitely not the ego. The ego wants to run from all this. So it's very good to act when the energy comes, that you show yourself that you are listening to the heart, that you are listening to your spirit. And that will give you again more courage, more strength. Beloved Guruji, so many memories came up in satsang yesterday. Turbans, carpets, marble floors, songs, dance, and your eyes looking at me. I was there again, beloved, in your kingdom. How blessed I am. I am here now and by your grace in satsang. And this memory came up again. How amazing. You are killing me in your love. Many tears of gratitude are washing my way to you. On my knees, I bow down to you in eternal gratitude, Master. Thank you. I love you, Citta. This is how it is when you get out of your own way and get available for what is happening, then many memories can come. And that will clean you out. And what better way than to die into love? This nothing is done and everything is happening. That's the mystery. Beloved Babaji, I had a strong dream, and this dream or thoughts about it has come back when I sit in satsang with you. We were a few male friends, 4 or 5 of us, and we got the task to do suicide by using a knife and do it ourselves into the heart. I first didn't manage to do it. It was just too much fear. But then one friend who had just done it comes to me and say that I can do it. He tells me that the hardest part is to go through the muscles and bones. I gathered courage and screamed out loud as the knife penetrated through my skin and bones. And when I reached the heart, a big profound explosion of silence fell over me. I even woke up from the dream and found myself just being embraced by the silence that was everywhere. Not a single thought or fear, just space. I rested in it and then I fell back to sleep. It was such a beautiful experience. First fearing so much to die, and then just pure silence and freedom there. Thank you for sharing your life with us. In gratitude and love, Jaitan. This is another way. It's been so many cultures on this planet, and we have been so many places and so many experiences. But that is always shocking because it's real. So sometimes these things, in the last moment, maybe you had a glimpse. Because you forced, and the fear will always be there because the body always has fear. But now I'm teaching you a different death. A death when you are living. And then you can have this. A big, profound explosion of silence fell over me. I was embraced by this silence that was everywhere. Not a single thought or fear, just space. That space is always in you, underneath the fear. And that is what the master of meditation or life is wanting you to realize. That is self-realization, who you are, beyond the fear, beyond the mind. Only a clear space, clarity. That is the meaning, Jesus said, die before you die. Reborn. In India they say twice born. One, when you got born from your parents, from your mother. But that is nothing. We had so many bodies. No, to your consciousness, to your essence. Then you can be in life free as consciousness. Yeah, many things will happen. But it's just like dramas on a movie. That underlying essence will prevail through everything. That is to be reborn in the real sense. Not to get dipped under and Hail Mary, no. But the total transformation. So these things come and it gets stirred up here, because as you fall in tune and become silence and the mind doesn't rule your life so much, then other things can come up. That's exactly what happens when you are with the Master. Then you start tuning into his wavelength. Your consciousness rises, you become more quiet. Then things that has been inside can come forth from your own story, your own experiences. So this is very good, this is how it is. But we don't need to be so drastic. We can do it much more gentle. This is the old way. But some males has to do it because they are very stubborn. But let me just kill you with love. That is what surrender, either it's surrender or is will, then it's fight. You want to do your own way. The outcome is the same, but it's just more struggle. And it's almost like you have to be forced. But in love, then it happens because you want, it's the heart pulling yourself towards the heart, your own understanding. It was a beautiful experience. First fearing so much to die, and then just pure silence and freedom there. Thank you for sharing your life with us. Yeah, this is why I share it, because maybe you also will wake up to realize that there is no fear, just space, and you are embraced, and you are in the silence always. That is liberation. No, get stabilized there. Everything changes. You can do whatever, but that is your essence. No, nothing will come up, because it's such a contentment that nothing can tempt you. No thoughts will come up, because you are already fulfilled. That only the heart, only the being itself, can offer. Nothing can offer in this world. That's why they have called this in India, some of the parts they called it the royal part, Raja Yoga. It's only for kings, no? Only for kings and queens. Because that's how you become a real king. Because the world has nothing to offer you then. You are content. You are at peace. You have everything. You have everything because you have lost everything. That's why many times some things, calamities, has to happen for people to go deeper. Some shock is needed to go deeper. some insight, some dream, some accident, something. Functioning out of your silent center, there cannot be any confusion. Everything comes out of that space of clarity, of no doing. Let action happen from the silence, not from restlessness, not from thinking, but from your heart. Then your whole life will change. That's the art. That's your forgotten language. That's the art of ecstasy. You don't need to wait till that space is already there, waiting for you. Just be ready to lose everything. When you don't hold on to anything, then what is there then? Just pure consciousness, silence, bliss. That is the true sadhana, not to disturb that silence, that peace that is already there. Don't disturb that beauty by unconscious things. First, realize it, taste it, touch it, feel it. Then nurture it, take care of it, embrace it, be it, live it. Kabir says, all who came have to go. Rich or poor or holy, the only difference is some will go with a smile on their face and others will go screaming. That is the whole difference. But what a difference! Everybody who is here will go. They will have to leave. Rich or poor or holy, the only difference is some will go with a smile on their face. Knowing, accepting, let go. And others will go screaming, who have never gone beyond the body. Everybody is caught in the web of time. Without knowledge, without wisdom, there is no escape. Without Master's help, you cannot understand life. And this greatest of opportunities go wasted. Don't waste it. Allow yourself to rest in the center of your true being, where everything is still, undisturbed.
Shri Mahiri Yo Yo Naha Chodaya. Shadi mahi diyo yo na prachodaya.
Sure.